In the nation's capital, law enforcement has maintained an expanded perimeter around the White House. Last week, it included a line of agents, mostly men in dark outfits, standing shoulder to shoulder. To many people there, to protest police brutality, and to the reporters, residents, and even lawmakers walking around the executive mansion, it wasn't clear who some of the security personnel were and what agencies they worked for. They were equipped with guns, batons, shields, helmets, tactical vests, but had no nameplates or insignia. Democratic Congressman Don Beyer represents Virginia's 8th District, just across the river from D.C. He's now working on legislation to require federal officers in uniform at demonstrations and other First Amendment assemblies to have their names and agencies clearly marked. And he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
So how'd you hear about this?
Well, my constituents called right away saying, who are these people? And people were really concerned. My middle daughter and her fiancé were there again and again, and they would call and say first that they saw people with black tape over their badges, which was problematic. But then also that the whole notion is, how do we tell these alleged federal police officers from white supremacist militia groups? Or after, when the whole issue is police impunity, that they can do whatever they want, especially to black Americans, how do you ever hold people accountable if you don't know what their name is? And when you add all those things that they had, the helmets and the sunglasses and the visors, there's just no way even to get a facial identification if somebody was to, you know, say, pull somebody out of the crowd and beat them.
The police dispatched last week by the Justice Department came from an array of federal agencies. They included the FBI, ATF, DHS, and the Bureau of Prisons. And officials from the Bureau of Prisons have acknowledged that they sent tactical teams without identifying uniforms because, quote, they are serving a broader mission. And Justice Department officials have pointed out that this mobilization happened very quickly and they had to use the gear that was available. What is your reaction to that?
I don't think it's very hard to put a name tag on. And we do it at every political event I've ever been to. And, you know, one of the issues, our legislation is also going to address what agency they represent. Because your name could say Grant or Smith, and with, oh, dozens and dozens of different federal law enforcement agencies, you'd have no way to track that person down.
So have you heard from your Republican colleagues about all this? Have they expressed similar concerns?
I have not, only because, you know, we're scattered because of the COVID crisis. But I am, optimistic that I think the bill we're putting together on trying to rein in police brutality and maximize police accountability, this will be included in it. But I also am really hopeful that many of our Republican friends will co-sponsor it, because I don't think anybody wants to stand up for, you know, this dystopian secrecy in our society. The problem with, like, Towson and George Floyd was he stood on his neck for more than 8 minutes, seemingly unconcerned that because there would be no consequences. We've got to make sure that you know, we don't have a secret police and that there are consequences. And you're going to have a name tag in order to do that.
I want to talk a little bit more about the hodgepodge of federal agents that were called on to police the area around the White House. All of these agencies train differently, right? The Bureau of Prisons trains specifically for riot control of prisoners, not for civilian law enforcement. Do your concerns go beyond them not being properly identified?
Oh, very much so. And it's the identification of where they come from, but also this explosion of federal officers. We've added 2,500 per year since 9/11. It seems like every different, even sub-agency has its own police force. It's parallel to the militarization of the domestic police that we have done. You know, you hate to think that we're becoming a police society, but the show of force in Washington the last couple of days has made it very uncomfortable.
And just briefly, we have about 30 seconds left. Speaking of legislation, you have called for government assistance to continue as the country opens up again, and your warning of a double dip recession. Where does that stand?
Well, you know, we're pleased that it's temporarily laid off. A lot of got hired back in May, but we added another 500,000 or a million that are permanently unemployed. The Congressional Budget Office still says we're going to be at better than 9.5% unemployment all through 2021. We have to make sure there's unemployment insurance for those folks.
That's Democratic Congressman Don Beyer, who represents Virginia's 8th District. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lulu.